HarperCollins presents Darkmouth, Hero Rising by Shane Hegarty. Read by Kevin Healy. Previously in Darkmouth. How it was won and lost. They had won the battle, but lost Darkmouth. There had been an invasion, a fight, death, victory. And when it was all over, Finn was accused of being a traitor. When this shocking reversal began to sink in, Finn's mother Clara suggested that the awful situation should force them to do something they'd not done before.
"Let's go on a holiday," she said.
Worse than that, she thought she knew exactly where they should go.
"Let's go to Smoofyland."
Smoofyland was a theme park based on a popular TV unicorn she kept telling Finn he loved. It was 50 miles up the road from Darkmouth, and yet, because legends kept getting in the way of their plans, they'd never been.
"You would love Smoofyland," Clara told Finn.
"I would not," Finn insisted.
"You love Smoofy,"
Clara told him. "I do not," he said, deeply unamused by the very suggestion.
"Well, you used to," she said.
"When I was a baby," he conceded.
"You had a Smoofy cake for your 9th birthday," Clara reminded him. "You promised not to mention that again," said Finn. "You used to love the Smoofy the Magic Unicorn TV show theme tune," his mother said, before bursting into song.
"Who's the sparkly unicorn with magic in his mane? Smoofy, that's who."
"If you sing one more line," Finn warned.
Clara sang two more lines.
"Who's the flying unicorn who's friends with the rainbow train? Smoofy, that's who."
Finn did not want to hear the Smoofy theme tune. He did not want to go to Smoofyland. He did not want a holiday at all. He wanted Darkmouth back. For his family. For his dad. For himself. They had saved the town from an invasion by Fomorians, led by the particularly brutish Gantrua, who had brought with him a house-crushing Hydra. They had rescued a group of half-hunters, including Emmy's father Steve, who had been trapped between worlds by the spectral traitor Mr. Glad. This had occurred on Finn's birthday, when he was supposed to be made a proper legend hunter. But that did not happen, because a man called Lucian had turned up and stolen Darkmouth from them. An assistant to the legend hunter's leaders, Lucian had seemingly spent too long in a small office in a narrow corridor in a tall building in Liechtenstein and wanted some proper action for once. He had struck lucky when all those leaders, the Council of Twelve, were desiccated at the same time. It cleared the way for him to give orders and take control of the shell-shocked and confused half-hunters who had survived the Darkmouth invasion and who didn't know who to believe. Lucian pointed out that a boy who had spent time palling around with legends should be the last one to trust. Estravan Oakbound, the rule-obsessed assistant who had once journeyed with them to the infested side, agreed. That sealed Finn's fate. Lucian captured Bruni the Hogboon and took him away for desiccation. He stripped Finn and his father Hugo of their right to defend Darkmouth and forced them to move into a small house with Emmy and Steve. In the weeks that followed, that house saw disappointment, anger, bewilderment, and several arguments about who ate the last of the biscuits. What happened next? Steve was sent to Liechtenstein to report back on his strange experiences. The half-hunters had gone home too, as the threat was over for now. Besides, most of them had to go back to their jobs as accountants or washing machine repair technicians or balloon animal makers and the like. Lucian stayed in Darkmouth, though, bringing loyal assistants with him. He claimed to be looking for the truth of what happened. But nothing about Lucian rang true. It was clear to Finn and Emmy that Steve had been sent to Liechtenstein not just for information, but to get him out of the way. It was even clearer that there had been a conspiracy to take Darkmouth for the assistance. Knowing how to reveal this truth was another matter. Finn would not let it go, though. He would fight to get Darkmouth back. There would be no holiday yet.
"You really would love Smoofyland," his mother kept insisting. "You know it's in Slotterton. It was an old blighted village, once filled with legends, so you never know what might happen."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?